You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There's no lack of talk these days about love. The world is getting tired of hearing about love, especially when there's so much talk about love and so little evidence of it. Often what passes for love is simply lust, the desire to have one's own way and to achieve some form of self-gratification. People wonder why this kind of love does not work, often producing the exact opposite of what it is supposed to do. Lust is a thing of the moment, leaving people dissatisfied with gloomy feelings of guilt that somehow will not go away. Love lasts for a lifetime. It's a way of life that has to be learned, coming from the heart and reaching out to touch people with a new warmth, a new spirit, producing a constantly new beginning that goes and grows to touch the wellsprings of life itself. John, in his first letter, was talking about real life. He said, "Life is for loving." The Son of Thunder, as he was known in his earlier days, had to learn it for himself from the only one he ever met in his whole lifetime who knew it for himself. Talking about that someone he had come to know, both as disciple and confidant, John said to people with all confidence in God, "This is his commandment, that we believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another, just as he gave us commandment." John was talking about God, of course, and about Jesus Christ, the image of the invisible God and the brightness of his glory. Jesus had become a human being for all who are human. And this attracted people to his stalwart love, which puts to rest for all time the common feeling that love somehow is weakness. The strength of life is love. Life is for loving. There's been a lot of exhortation to love which sounded good, but went unheeded because people refused to draw from the wellspring of love, which is faith. This is a certain kind of faith. Not every faith produces love, but one kind of faith does. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was and is what he claimed to be, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Even that faith can be just talk without the love which is its finest witness. Indeed, love is the one real and telling witness of genuine faith in Jesus Christ, with no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Writing in his own personal and intimate way, John said, "Children, you must not love in word or in mere talk, but in deed and in truth." His word is lost on people who treat faith in Christ as something to be argued about rather than acted upon. They talk a good fight, but they do not fight the good fight. When people really put up a fight for the faith, life becomes so dear to them that they listen to Christ's word. The word of Christ comes to us in plain words that anybody can understand. "One commandment I leave with you, that you love one another." This is God's word. He is the God who loved the world so much as to send his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. His love comes first. Out of that love of his flows every other love. It's not so much that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be a sacrifice for our sins. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. This is his commandment, the commandment of God, that we believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. It's a matter of trust. Having so much confidence in him, as to act in a way uncharacteristic of humanity generally, where people love those who love them and do a favor for those who can do a favor for them someday in return. It's the love of Christ that while all of us were yet sinners, he died for us. Now, that's love. The love of Christ is a monumental thing. It produces in the lives of people a love something like his. Henry Drummond once called it the greatest thing in the world, a simple and yet profound thing that cannot be trampled in the mad scramble for individual independence and personal rights. This is the commandment of God, that we believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another just as he has given us commandment. Life is for loving. Love is a gift of God with real life that is in his Son. For too many people, life is for survival at all costs. Life is for personal satisfaction. Life is for making the most of things. Or life is just a burden that must be borne. The love of God is beyond all lyrics and all the lore like love is a many splendid thing and love makes the world go round and love is where you find it. Too often in the language of the world, love becomes an unconscious and insincere mask of underlying feelings and motives, which Charlie Brown of the Peanuts cartoon made brutally clear one day. He said, "I love all mankind. It's the people I can't stand." The love God gives and the love to which he calls is not so ethereal, abstract, and otherworldly that it fails to filter down into everyday earthly deeds. It cuts through the motives and actions of people, surprising them with its result. Life is for loving. Love is not just for talking, but for doing something about it. Jesus Christ loved the world so much that he did something about it. To John, he was the picture of loving. John had seen with his own eyes that love becomes more than words. It takes shape in patient touch and attention that Jesus gave to any and all who were in need. He was never too busy, never too preoccupied with his own person as to ignore those around him. His highest allegiance was riveted on his Father, and he could never overlook the lepers and beggars, the profligate and the alienated, always giving himself in love for the life of the world. The Word of God is the testimony of God that life is for loving. Hereby perceive we the love of God because Jesus laid down his life for us. Greater love has no man than this, said Jesus himself, than that he laid down his life for his friends. His life went that way, right up to a cross, and then to a tomb from which eventually, only a short time later, the stone was rolled away. He sends his Spirit into the world with the good news of redemption, full of life, washed clean by his own great sacrifice, lifted out of guilt and despair, restoring to people the joy of salvation. John got the idea, and he gives the idea to us today. Life is for loving. My little children, let us not love in word or talk only, but in deed and in truth. Following that great suggestion, millions of people have discovered that it is true. Life is for loving. Without faith, no real life. Without love, no real life either. It is good, not only in theory, but in practice. It is not a law thing to be done somewhat reluctantly because he commanded it. It's a gospel thing, bringing to the world a new willingness, a new readiness, a new obedience, coming from the heart with trust in Jesus that he has made everything good and he will make life itself good. The Bible word for love is grace. The grace of God is his love, overcoming every obstacle. That includes not only the rebellion of people against him, their insistence on going their own way, and their satisfaction with having little or nothing to do with him, but also the specious pieties and precious little pedantries with which people seal themselves off from the living God. Wherever you fit into that picture, God still loves you. He keeps on loving you. That's grace, undeserved love. We see that love in his Son, willing and ready to give his life for you. He did just that, and his Father gave him a name above every name. He is Lord of life. He knows what life is all about. He says to you through his beloved disciple, life is for loving. Without that step in your own life, you have a long way to go. By the grace of God and by the power of his Spirit, the good news of Jesus Christ calls you to the one step that will not only improve your life, but change it, giving life new focus, new direction, and new and surprising warmth. Life is for loving. There's nothing fake or phony about the love of God. Jesus really died for the sins of the world, and he really rose from the dead by the glory of his Father. He really lives to give life that was meant to be lived. How does God do it? He loves in spite of everything. And his command is that we should love one another in spite of everything. He forgives our sins for the sake of Christ. And he can expect us to forgive the sins of others for the same reason, for the love of Christ. He does not look for reward, and neither can we. Love begins at home. Children need to know more than anything else that their parents love them. Fathers and mothers appreciate nothing so much as a loving gesture from their children to disclose the feeling of their heart. The love of God is loyalty in action. The love which makes for real life has loyalty at its core, with a new warmth all around it. That's love. Hard to define, but mighty good to see, because it can be seen even under the most difficult of circumstances. That's life found in Jesus Christ. It's real life, sealed by a real understanding of the living God and the living Lord whom he has sent to be the Savior of the world. Life is for loving. We must love one another because he has given us his commandment. Anyone who keeps his commandments remains in him, and he remains in the one who keeps his commandments. By this we know that he remains in us because of the Spirit which he has given us. The Spirit of the living God is the Spirit of love and understanding. He helps to keep the peace when everybody else is making war. He helps people to take seriously the judgment of God and not to be guided entirely by the judgment of other people. He induces people to reach out with the touch of a healing hand and the encouragement of a friendly face that reflects a loving heart. Let's not just talk about love. Let's not stop there. It's time to begin practicing what we preach. You are loved by the living God. Show forth his love in your life. Life is for loving. It's the way to live. It's the way to love and to be loved. Friends, little children and all, show his love, not just in word or in mere talk, but in deed and in truth. Learning to live takes courage, with faith in God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Life is for loving. Amen.